be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, through your only Son, you overcame death and opened for us the gate of everlasting life. Give us your continual help. Put good desires into our minds and bring them to full effect. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the 10th chapter. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he has sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 118 responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever.
Let it be our mouth proclaim, his mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation.
There is a
The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord is triumphed.
I shall not lie, I live, and declare the words of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me sorely, but he did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them. I will offer thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. He who is righteous may enter.
I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and have become my salvation.
The same stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
On this day the Lord has acted. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, the 3rd chapter. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. After the Sabbath, The first day of the week was dawning. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
He is not here. He's risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. What amazing good news. What amazing good news. So what's amazing you these days? Has anything caught you off guard lately? Has anything surprised you so much it just set you on your heels? Taken you by surprise? What are your expectations, your hopes, your dreams for your family, your relationship, your community, and even broader than that? What are your expectations and your hopes for our nation and our world? When you got up and got ready for church this morning, what were your expectations? Did you expect anything amazing? The women who went to the tomb early in the morning were expecting to find a dead body. They were expecting that they would do their duty, offer their prayers, do their ritual actions for their dead friend. They were expecting life to be the same as it had been the day before, a bit more lonely now that their friend and leader Jesus had died. But they were not expecting anything amazing. They were expecting ordinarily life. And they were caught off guard. They were amazed. Without even knowing it, they had crossed the border from life as they knew it to this amazing, new, wonderful life. Life turned upside down. When that stone got rolled away, the whole world changed. Everything was different. Gone was the world that they had known. Gone was the world of suffering that leads to death. Gone was the world of Jesus who had suffered on the cross, a world where might makes right, a world where peace had little chance of being heard. Gone was the world where the rich get richer and the poor get more oppressed. Gone was the world where you just wait a little while and you will suffer too under some Pontius Pilate or other. Gone was the world where the betrayer leads to murder. Gone was the world where dead people stay dead. In one moment, all of their expectations were altered. In one moment, everything was changed. Our expectations are changed too. Even today, 2,000 years later, we are still caught off guard by this good news, by this great news of a stone rolled back. Good news that he is not here. He is risen. He is risen indeed. 2,000 years ago, a small group of women made their way to a tomb. They were despairing. They were discouraged. They were expecting only the dead. And on that Sunday morning, everything was transformed. Today, on this Sunday morning, God is still transforming. God is still turning our worlds upside down with the good news of Easter. We too can be transformed. Our despair, our discouragement, our lack of vision, our lack of enthusiasm, God is still transforming the world, and our dead spirits can come alive, can be raised up fresh. We can have unforeseen possibilities because the world is new today, because that stone was rolled away and everything is different. When you got up this morning and got ready for church, what did you expect? God promises new life and resurrection, and promises that that is true, and we can count on God's promise. No matter how much we have walked in that old world of despair and discouragement, no matter how long we have trod walking our way to the tomb of the dead, no matter how beat upon we feel, or how long we have stood watching in horror as others are beat upon even worse, no matter how discouraged we are or unenthusiastic we are, God's promises are turning our world upside down. He is here. He is risen. And everything is changed. God will use whatever God can to get our attention to tell us this good news. Maybe an earthquake. Maybe men dressed in white. Maybe angels descending from heaven and rolling stones. God will use whatever God has to speak to us the good news that He is not here, He is risen, and everything is changed. My youngest sister is a doctor, and she tells a wonderful story of how God got this message through to her. She says through her thick skull. She was attending a funeral of a patient of hers. This woman, through her 2.5 or 3 weeks in the hospital, my sister had gotten attached to her and to her family as they had scrambled to figure out what was wrong with her. And as things continued to get worse and worse, they bonded in some way. And the woman finally died. And Lisa went to the funeral. And as she was sitting in the church, tired and disheartened, she heard the pastor read that verse, "Those who believe in me will never die. Whoever believes in me shall never die." And she said it became like a broken record. All the way through that service, all she could hear is, "Shall never die, shall never die, shall never die." This is amazing good news. Beyond all of our expectations, the best news of all time, that divine physician, that great healing physician, conquers all disease. And even the worst disease of all, death, is conquered by our divine physician. Those who believe shall never die. Even death has been conquered. He is not here. He is risen. And we are amazed. But there is even more good news. This Easter message isn't just about God's victory over physical death. This Easter good news is also about God's victory over spiritual death. God raises up both dead bodies and dead spirits. God raises spiritually dead people to new life. You and I can be raised to new life. If you've been in a spiritual coma, God's going to wake you up. If you've been too busy for God, too busy making daily bread, too busy to pay attention to the bread and wine of this everlasting meal, God invites you to eat and drink and be nourished for eternal life. If you have been too busy or too bored, if you have, your spiritual life has been dried up, as dry as some long forgotten bones in some desert canyon, God is going to breathe new life, the spirit of life, into your dried up spiritual bones. God invites you to a new spiritual awakening. This is the good news of Easter. This is the upside-down world of Easter that we live in, this awesome power of God that brings life to dead bodies, that brings life to our spiritually dead bodies. God can make your spiritual life come alive. God can take people who are spiritually dead and give them new life. Resurrection power, Easter power, that belongs to you. You belong filled with Easter power, with resurrection power. God can take our ordinary lives, our discouraged, downcast, unenthusiastic, unimpressive lives, and fill them with His power, with His Spirit, with Easter news that Jesus Christ indeed is alive. That Jesus Christ isn't here in this tomb, in this place of death, but God is alive in our hearts. Now go out and tell that good news to everyone you meet. Jesus Christ offers to you new life today. Grab a hold of it. Amen.
Bye.